We are back. And, oh, Jerry, they're back. I want to make sure the moles were still there before I started this rumor. They're back. They must have had a little stirrup last night because one of the pods has exploded out there. And you think that's where you stick the stuff because you can see the hole.
Sure, that's the most recent
And we
spot.
Have Wild Man here who is knower of all when it comes to the Wild Kingdom. Let me ask you this. My question is, I have been inundated with people who have also got moles and they can't get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
How come there's not, they got a Terminex man, they mm-hmm. got a snake man, they got a, how come there's not a mole man?
There are. I mean, there are people that remove urban wildlife control is what they're called. There's quite a few of them around Little Rock. Have you not called any of them?
No.
Look under urban wildlife control. There's one called, what is that, the Piper or something like that. Just look under there. We got some numbers out, Game and Fish, if you need it.
I'll get to you.
And that's what they do. They get rid of skunks and bats and moles.
Terrible.
And,
so what do you use? What do you guys use? You have secret formula?
We don't do it. It's a private company.
But what are you doing? I saw you over the weekend with all the kids fishing.
Wasn't that awesome? It was free fishing weekend last weekend. And, of course, this weekend's Father's Day. Big
yes,
time.
It is.
And I got a buddy here with me. His name is Robert Jackson. Robert Action Jackson,
hey, Robert.
By the way.
Hey.
He's with the Game and Fish Foundation. A lot of people don't even know we have a foundation. You know, when you say Game and Fish, you just automatically think commission. But foundation is a fundraiser that helps support the Game and Fish Commission. And they got some great, unique gift ideas there at the foundation that you can't get at your big box stores.
Wow. Let's hear it.
That's exactly right, Wild Man. Thank you. We have, you've seen them all over the city, but wonderful license plates that can go on the front of your truck that say support Arkansas wildlife. We also have one that says hunt Arkansas, one that says fish Arkansas. We have a wonderful straw hat that would look good on your head, Wild Man.
Easy, easy now. Yeah, anybody without hair, it looks good. It's a good golfing hat or a fishing hat.
Right.
You guys know.
All right. What else?
We had a coach. Which coach was that wore those straw hats?
Houston Nutt?
Was it Houston?
Houston?
Yeah, Houston. It was that sort of. I don't know if that was a straw hat. Well, I guess
it was. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, but this got the Game Fish logo on it.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
But that's pretty.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I got a Jack Russell that'll take care of you, Moe.
A who?
Jack Russell. That's a dog.
Yeah, they say dogs and cats, but I'm like, I'll just put up with the moles.
Yeah, we already know that you
got a neighbor with a dog, hadn't you?
Well, I got a coworker that sleeps with one, so I just let him go.
Not in the biblical sense.
Peanut butter and dogs.
There you go. Way to go, Crazy Mike.
Crazy Mike brought that up. I still don't know what you got going on with your dogs and peanut butter. And frankly,
we have special guests here today that we will talk about Father's Day things. And you know what? You know, David is the outdoors guy.
Yeah,
here.
Would David want a box
what
of shotgun shells?
You know,
or,
could his fiance get him something there?
I got the deal. How about a lifetime hunting and fishing license? That's a good deal, right?
Wow.
There.
That would be for dads. How much does that cost?
$1,000.
Wow.
That's more of a big Christmas.
What do you mean, wow?
That's a big Christmas item.
Not for a Basil.
All those folks are, I guess.
I didn't know you made so much money there, Wild
Man. What about a partial lifetime? right.
He's not feeling too good.
Yeah.
Be like
what
that?
About a subscription, a year subscription to
the Game and Fish magazine?
Yeah.
That'd be good. That's just $12.
Maybe a cane pole. Buy your dad a cane pole.
How about a fly fishing trip on the Little Red River?
How much is that?
Well, you can get it for probably $300.
You know, that would be something. Ladies, if you want to do something for your guy, you know, he's an outdoor, you know, present it, you know, with the family.
Yeah.
And whether it be, listen, there are guys on Lake Ouachita.
Guides everywhere.
Yeah, there's guides everywhere.
But you remember Chuck Farnath? He's been here. He's a world champion fly fisherman.
Uh-huh.
You know, he does guided trips and have a bed and breakfast.
Well, how can folks find him?
You can just go to his, I think Outdoor Legacy is the name of his
thing.
You
know, maybe it's too bad you have a clearinghouse for free for people to find out guides. Because, you know, it's hard to find. They're everywhere. They advertise different things.
You can Google it, and it's on there. I mean, catfishing guides.
You swept that. So like, hey,
sure
we had fun with that.
Come on. You know, you're better than that.
But, you know, you've been on the catfishing trip. You know,
yeah,
with Brad.
But again, I'm getting ready to do that again. You know, it just may be tough to find them.
Because we get people to call us. You know, I mean, there needs to be a place. There needs to be somewhere on the back of that book.
All right, Jackson, can you handle that? Hey, that'd be something good for the foundation to do, wouldn't it?
I agree.
Have a clearinghouse for guys.
You get a one-line deal and no ads, but if you want to put a listing, everybody can find you here.
What do you think, Robert? Done. Did you hear that?
Done. There it is. Mover and a shift.
You take care of moles.
Listen, we had no idea, too, that Wildman was such a basketball expert watching the game, analyzing the game
last
night.
I watched it.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I was watching the basketball game.
Why?
You know, is
nothing
it,
else on.
Has there ever been a player that's other than maybe Bird or Magic that's so tall that shoots as well as Durant at 6'11"? I'm trying to think. Magic was 6'10 or 6'9.
Based on last night, I ain't seen one.
Yeah, and to be 23 years old, pretty darn impressive how good he is. Mm. And then LeBron is so, you know what, LeBron's so big. LeBron's like a football player.
Oh, my gosh. He's unbelievable. He is so massive. You know what, he just needs to take every shot.
Every shot looks like it.
Well,
he
you know what?
To the basket,
wait,
you're getting out of the way.
I won't even waste Wild Man's time on talking that stuff. We'll do that.
You
want to
talk about fishing?
Well, I want to talk. We want to talk about Father's Day stuff.
Robert,
I'm not an outdoorsman.
Talk, Robert.
What could I get?
How about an art print?
We have wonderful art prints. We have books that have the Duck Hunter's Almanac is a very popular book that you can get for your. Father, you're looking at me like you don't want that.
No, I'm not a duck hunter with the deer, you know. Is it a coffee table book?
We have a coffee table book.
That's what I want.
As a matter of fact.
That's what I need. Huh?
Now, where do you find all these things? Where do you find any of these items you've missed?
You come out to Two Natural Resources.
You have to go. They can't do it online.
Can't do it online. Okay. But you come out to Two Natural Resources Drive, and I'll personally sell it to you today.
Whoa.
And for those who have no idea where that's at, what is Two Natural Resources?
Out west on Markham, if you cross 430, you've gone too far. It's out by the crime lab in the morgue. So
yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting.
Really, yeah. And you don't do anything online like that?
Well, not yet. We're working on it.
They're getting started. Up and of course the good thing about this, you know, hunters and fishermen are tough to buy for. We really are. We got everything, and quite honestly, if you're gonna buy me a duck call, I want to buy my own, if you will.
Okay.
These are some unique ideas and gifts that you can't get in
Nice little things.
The only place you can get them is a foundation.
What you got, Larry?
Yeah, hey, I was gonna tell Wild Man, your website is a great website. It's very user friendly, and I appreciate that. It's one of the best I've been on. And then for Roger's question, is it a church? Is that the right answer?
No.
Okay, on the Coke and Pepsi deal, my wife in college, that was one of her weekend jobs. And she said the key was she worked for Coke. They always had the Coke real cold and the Pepsi hot. And that's how the Coke won that thing back in the day. Yeah. And Tommy, if you want to get rid of moles, do what I did. I put a swimming pool in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I've caught about four moles in my skimmer, one of them the size of a squirrel. So give that a try.
Yeah, the rascals are bigger than I thought they were. I think it's an invasion of giant moles. Like they have seven-year bugs at those locust or whatever. This is the year for the mole. It's the Chinese year for the mole. Thank you very much.
Let me ask, guys, listen to this. Speaking of the game last night, Derek Fisher, where do you think he ranks as most playoff games played?
Derek Fisher.
I'll tell you this. Active, he's number one. By far. Okay. Well, not by far, but he's number one. All-time career in the history of the NBA, what would you think?
He's up there.
Three.
Wow.
Behind Robert Horry and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Ahead of Shaquille, ahead of Scottie Pippen, ahead of Michael Jordan. How about that?
Is this his eighth one?
This is 220. He's done it 225 games he's played in, playoff games.
Wow.
But this his eighth final?
He never lost a final, so it would be his sixth. Because they won five with the Lakers. Okay. Did the Lakers ever lose one when they played?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's cool, though.
But how about that? All-time history of NBA, he's number three. Pretty darn impressive.
And he still hits him when he's got to. He's a good coach. He's a good floor coach, too. Thank you guys for coming up.
Thanks,
today.
Guys.
Thank you.
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
AGFC.com.
And we'll be back with an answer to Roger's stupid question and a very intriguing letter criticizing me.